This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The U.S. Senate today voted to allow drilling for oil in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The vote was 51 to 49. This ANWR drilling plan is a key element of the president's National Energy Program. Attempts in recent years to open the wildlife refuge to oil exploration were blocked by a coalition of Democrats and moderate Republicans. They have not prevented it this time. Joining us from Barrow in northern Alaska, where it is a balmy minus 5 degrees, Elizabeth Arnold. Elizabeth, what about today's vote?
Well, Alex, it's by no means the end of what's been about an 18-year fight now to allow drilling on the coastal plain. It's not even the end in the Senate, which still has to pass a budget reconciliation bill that would specifically authorize opening up the refuge to drilling. There are going to be other fights over Medicaid and tax cuts that could sink the bill, and the House still has yet to weigh in as well. So it's certainly not a done deal, and folks up here on both sides of the issue aren't celebrating or commiserating yet. They've been down this road before, and I'd have to say there were more people here in Alaska watching the finish of the Iditarod sled dog race today than the Senate floor.
Well, you've been covering this debate over drilling in ANWR for more than 10 years. Is nothing changed because of this vote? This is the first time, I think, that the Senate has said, okay, we're in favor of this.
It's not the first time, but it has changed. It's become less substance and more symbol, Alex. For example, the oil industry is no longer a player. They've moved on. The major companies, Chevron, Texaco, BP, ConocoPhillips, they've all stopped putting money into the lobbying effort and are noticeably missing from the debate. Over the years, they've developed other more likely oil and natural gas prospects up here and globally, so much so that even if Congress gave the go-ahead today, it'd be many years before any drilling would occur. So the fight's become more political. It's primarily between the administration, pro-development interests, and environmentalists, with industry now largely on the sidelines. I'll say, though, what hasn't changed is the nation's dependence on oil. In fact, over the course of this debate, Americans have become less energy efficient, with Congress routinely voting against conservation measures and more stringent fuel economy standards.
Is there more information now than there was 10 years ago about the benefits and drawbacks of drilling in the Arctic? How much oil is there, and what is the danger to wildlife?
Absolutely. The industry has become more technologically advanced, conscientious about everything from small spills to emissions. Over the years, industry has reduced what they call the footprint, the size of their operations, and that footprint has shrunk considerably when you look at some of the old oil fields up here compared to the new. But even the most state-of-the-art fields, like ConocoPhillips Alpine Field here, they still expand over the years. It was supposed to be a model, just 2 drill sites connected by 3 miles of road, but now the company plans additional operations with permanent roads and pipelines. So it's really the camel's nose under the tent effect. What hasn't changed, opponents will tell you, is the biological importance of the coastal plain to the caribou herd, and no one knows just how that herd, which calves right there, will be affected still, just as no one knows for sure, Alex, just how much oil lies under the plain. The argument here is not about the size of industry's potential footprint on the plain. The real argument, Alex, is still simply whether there should be any footprint at all. Today's vote moves it a step closer.
Elizabeth Arnold in Barrow, Alaska. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Alex.